Welcome back to Innovation. I'm Kara Hetland, and joining me now in the studios at the University of Sioux Falls, Ryan Bartz. He's the Marketing and Communications Specialist for the USD Center for Disabilities. Ryan, thanks for being here.
You're welcome, Kara.
And Richard Parent-Johnson is a Senior Research Associate as well. Thanks for being here. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us, Kara.
So let's talk a little bit. You have your annual symposium. It starts Sunday, runs through Tuesday. As I was looking at the agenda and reading through some of the things that you sent, I am wondering, who is your audience? Who is this for?
Well, Kara, our audience is mainly people with disabilities, or otherwise we call them self-advocates. And those are people that are living through their everyday lives trying to be the best person that they can be, and how they can become a productive member of society. And we also want to cater it to their families as well. So their families are welcome to attend to it. We also are targeting to employers. Now, those employers are people who have hired people with disabilities in the past, or who may want to hire them in the future, though. So we have employer breakfast on Tuesday morning from 8 to noon, though. And there's going to be we're going to have three guest speakers. Richard Looking, he's from the Marriott Foundation. Heather Weldon from the City of Seattle, Washington's Supported Employment Program. And we're going to have Penny Phillips, who will be talking about mental health in the workplace.
Okay. And when we talk about disabilities, define what you're talking about. Richard, do you want to talk about define what a person with disabilities, what does that look like?
Boy.
It's a large range?
It's a large range. Mm-hmm. You know, a person with a disability could be someone with a chronic health condition, can be someone with a mental health condition, physical. Often when people think about disabilities, they think of something they can see. But that's sort of the tip of the iceberg. It's a very comprehensive category, and it's evolving in terms of how you'd really create a definition around that term. But often, you know, someone with Down syndrome, autism, mental health, just as I've said, mental health issues, and it covers all humans. It's a very inclusive category in that sense. And part of what we're trying to do in this is actually the fourth symposium that's happened here in South Dakota, sponsored by the Center for Disabilities at the Med School, USD Med School. And the focus has really been trying to create an inclusive conversation, very inclusive. And so as Ryan has said, we've got national keynote speakers coming in. Last year we had the governor speak. It's been quite an event, and we're trying to attract people in from all perspectives who are both people with disabilities themselves, as well as people who are going to interact either as a family member or an employer or just part of the community of services for folks with disabilities. And, you know, I'm sure later Ryan's going to talk about the fact that there's a dance on Monday mm-hmm. night. It's proven to be a pretty exciting event that brings people together. Themes last year were connecting the dots, trying to connect these populations. This year it's connecting and then moving forward with pathways, creating pathways for opportunities within those connections. So it's sort of a progressive series of symposiums, and I'm sure the next year's will be even bigger and better. So,
and as you talk about interacting, I mean, what is your message? I'm thinking of people with disabilities in schools and education, and then going into the workforce. And is there a clear path? Is there a journey to go from one to the other, to the next, I guess?
Well, Ryan can speak to that. Go ahead. You start, Ryan.
So what you talked about, Kara, was about like if there's like a clear pathway for mm-hmm. students with disabilities going beyond school, though. We have been seeing that pathway going from the K through 12 system to now the college and university system and community college. One example of this will be Sean McEul and his mother, Sandra Asimoto's McEul. They are from the Emmy Award-winning hit show Born This Way on A&E, and they're going to be our last guest speaker, our last keynote speaker on Tuesday, and they will be talking about transforming a school. So how did Sandra, his mom, basically, how do they work through the school system and how she has become a champion for people Down syndrome going into the school setting and out in the community.
So there is, you mentioned right off the beginning that it's all about, it's for the self-advocate, right? And is that, if I had a child with disabilities, I'm her advocate. There isn't that clear kind of path. It's you have to know your child, you have to know your situation, right?
And know the systems and agencies and opportunities that support that path. And a lot of this, the symposium is trying to expand and open and create new ways, new access, new pathways, new opportunities. Each center for, there are a little over 60 centers for disabilities or USEDs in the United States. This is the one for South Dakota, and each center for disability has its own agenda that within this broader framework. South Dakota, in the last few years in particular, we've reached out to the Native American population. The pathways for opportunities for Native Americans has been even more limited. If you're a Native American with a disability, then those pathways are even more restricted. And so these symposiums are designed to bring people together to talk about how can we expand those in a more inclusive way. There's a special track of presenters from the Native American community. This year in particular, there are six different presenters in the symposium that all have a Native American perspective, which is a very inclusive model of humanity, by the way. And so that's part of what's so gratifying about having that as an opportunity to have those folks mm-hmm. talk with us and participate in this.
And your message to employers is what?
I think our message to employers is that, hey, you know, These people, they're out there. They're people first, and their disability comes last. Employers need to see basically their strengths and qualities, what they bring to the job, and what they can bring into the business, though. So if any employer out there is listening to this interview, please give them a chance. They definitely have some skills and assets that they can bring to the table and into the workforce. And it's basically kind of a more continuing conversation as the workforce is getting more diverse and basically be more inclusive.
Helps us slow down and appreciate things a little better too, maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, life lessons that we can learn.
Yeah,
right?
that. Not just people with disabilities can learn, but everybody can learn, though.
Okay, Ryan, so then what happens at this dance?
Well, this community dance, it's open for everybody,
it's
though.
It's a community dance.
It's a community dance, so the general public is invited, though, and it's basically a lot of fun. People are dancing, talking, and socializing and stuff, though. There's even a photo of me doing the whip and nay-nay for it, though. So that was from last year,
Do you
year,
have
though.
To know how to do that? To
well,
go?
You don't have to, Kara, though,
you.
But...
It's good to practice before you go.
It's good to practice, though.
I'm glad you told me. I'll do a little work in advance.
Somebody's going to have to show me what it is.
Yeah. So last year, I was teaching people how to do the twist, so you got to teach me how to do this.
The whip and nay-nay?
Yeah, the whip and nay-nay, yep.
Okay, so start Sunday, open to the public. Is there a pre-registration that needs to happen?
Yes, it is open to the public. There's a pre-registration. The pre-registration starts at 11 o'clock. It's at the convention center, Sioux Falls Convention Center. Starts at 11 o'clock. registration. The welcome is at 11:15. The first keynoter is at 11:30. That's Russell Lehman.
And this is on Sunday.
On Sunday. Okay. And it goes clearing through.
3 days.
3 days.
A 3-day symposium. And do you have the returning people, or can people kind of come and go, pick a day?
You can. Go ahead, Ryan. Do you want to
say? Yes, you can come and go as you please, though. We are offering 1 day. One day registration fee for Monday and Tuesday, and that's $75. And then going back to the employer breakfast, that is $75 per person, or you can register up to 4 people for $175.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you both for taking the time and coming in and talking about this, and we wish you the best.
Thank you so much, Kara.
Thanks for having us, and welcome, everybody. Please consider this.
Ryan Bartz is the Marketing and Communications Specialist for the USD Center for Disabilities, and Richard Parent Johnson is a Senior Research Associate. And the symposium gets underway Sunday, September 10th, and runs through Tuesday.